thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us. So why should people vote for you over your opponent, Don Young?
What Alaska needs is a knowledgeable, experienced person who really has spent time in the state, really understanding community by community, issue by issue, what really are the imperative things that we need to have worked on.
And what do you think the greatest needs facing this community are?
You run the same problem that a lot of communities do in the rural and remote part of Alaska. You have a front seat, really, in the American industry in fisheries. And because of that, you are categorized as falling within a kind of a more urban requirement when, in fact, you're not there, and so it gets, I think, to people who are not near your community and haven't been there, don't know what really are the challenges that you face and you meet. But you get charged with things or have to fulfill responsibilities with regulations that don't really fit the situation.
Were you referring specifically to the wastewater treatment plant and an EPA lawsuit?
Yep, that's what I'm remembering, and it's, you know, just even in the state legislature, we don't have enough people who've really traveled enough, and the way that I've been traveling to the 70 communities I've gone to is lots of times it's in the car or taking small planes, that kind of thing, but it's been myself going, or my husband and I. We actually went by canoe down a portion, spent a month going to communities down the Yukon in a canoe.
And I guess kind of in the transportation realm, the new Accoon Airport near Accutan was finally completed a couple months ago. What are your thoughts on that project?
Well, having been out to Accutan and having to hitchhike back on a fishing boat, which was great, actually. It was a neat experience, but that's essentially what it sounds like people have to do to get to the airport. It's obvious that new road take longer, lots of money, ferry might be a possibility. The weather kind of is a problem there. The solutions obviously have to be come up with, but I think, again, any kind of program does have a nice percentage of the community in on the discussion.
Can you talk a little bit about what you would do to expand telecommunication services and bring broadband internet to rural Alaskans?
Well, it does need to be increased. It absolutely does. Now, many parts of Alaska have been taking advantage of federal programs that really are updating them. And if it's not happening in the Aleutians, that's exactly a reason why we have to have a statewide program that has each community being able to understand what other communities have and how they got them. It has to happen.
And I guess to get a little bit more specific, would you support something like a fiber optic cable being run from Kodiak? And would you support providing federal funding for that?
I sure would. That's absolutely exactly what's happening in other places. If it hasn't gotten out to the Aleutians, it's time.
And I guess changing gears a little bit, can you talk some about your experience with fisheries management?
Well, my experience with fisheries management is basically not great. And, you know, it really is kind of amazing when you think of the fact that going back in time, oftentimes we see that we were in a place that we need to get back to. And that may be true in Dutch Harbor, maybe, in some ways. And I don't know what is happening in terms of fisheries challenges that you're up against that we aren't keeping up with what we had in place before.
What specific ideas do you have for improving the Coast Guard's Arctic capability?
That's something that I am going to put my energies into. And right this minute, I am still serving as a representative in the State House, I hate to say. And I'm running for an office that doesn't have a full-time person focused on the issues community by community.
But on the subject of the Coast Guard's Arctic capabilities, I mean, would you like to bring more icebreakers online? And how would you do that?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Coast Guard has been a fabulous resource, and it needs to be stronger.
And so right now, Unalaska is, it's set to be affected by Arctic drilling because we're the closest deepwater port to the Arctic, even though we're 1,000 miles away. Do you think do you think this community should be included in any sort of revenue sharing program if there's oil production in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas?
Thank you. Yes, I think that's absolutely imperative. That's one of those things that I actually had legislation in a couple years ago, and the legislature just did not want to look at that, and it was human impact assessment. We're not looking at when we put in huge, whenever huge construction or any kind of enterprise that does have impacts that are oftentimes negative to the first people there.
And I guess just to wrap up, if elected, what specific legislation would you like to see introduced in the House of Representatives?
The specific legislation that I think is most dramatic and important right now is to make positive that the Constitution of the United States that gives human rights is being upheld, and that we put in place any kind of procedures and policies that would make positive. We're looking at that very closely, and especially in those areas where we're spending huge amounts of money protecting supposedly our people, but making sure that that protection is truly protecting them.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was State Representative Sharon Cisna, who is running for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, and I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.